March 18th, 2016. Les Brave New World? Warning, I don't have any answers here, just lots of questions. Read at your own risk. Last week, I wrapped up the latest offering of a class called A Room with a View, Residents, Life, and Students with Disabilities. The last time I offered that class was in 2012. I was expecting there to be a lot of talk, concern, and angst surrounding the issues of ESAs this time around, and there was. What I was not expecting was how much of our time was going to be spent talking about something else. I had kind of an aha moment towards the end in reading over some of the questions and concerns raised in the class. I saw a lot from the service providers about how they agonize over decisions as to whether or not to grant single rooms for students with disabilities who come with documentation of anxiety and social anxiety and make the case for needing a separate and quiet place to be alone and not have the worries of making nice with a roommate. I started wondering how many of these requests could really be legitimate. Looking back through my notes from just 4 years ago, this wasn't a significant concern, and it certainly never came up in the early days of working with students with disabilities in college. I suspect that part of the reason it comes up more often today is because there are more singles in most housing blocks today than there used to be. That leads students to see it as an option that they have never considered before. When I went to college all those years ago, there were only double rooms in the dorm. There was one single on each floor, and that was for the RA. But it seems that the numbers of requests folks are seeing goes way beyond the "it's there, so I'll ask for it" issue. Folks seem to believe that they have a lot of students with legitimate needs. I asked myself, are students in college today really that much more fragile than the students we saw a decade or two ago? And I realized that the answer may be yes. Maybe there are changes going on in the world around us that have indeed led to changes in the population of students we see coming to college. For example, I truly believe that the population of students in college today are not as mature and independent as the students I went to school with. That's not the old fogey in me talking, at least I hope not. I look at how prepared students are to be independent of their folks and of home, and compare it with the number of my friends from school who didn't have cell phones or email, had to pay extra for long-distance calls, and didn't mind because they never called home anyway. If I'm willing to acknowledge that there have been some major shifts in our culture, which have resulted in changes in the mindset of college students, then why shouldn't I be prepared to recognize that students today face pressures that we never did back then? And indeed, more of them have significant problems with anxiety than would ever have been expected in the old days. The literature seems to bear that out. I keep reading articles that talk about the significant increase in the number of students with mental health disabilities on campus. This morning's Inside Higher Ed notes that the legislature in the state of New Jersey has just ordered that college counseling staff be available by phone 24/7 so that students have someone to talk to when they need it. The problem, as I see it, is that society may have changed the population of students who are coming to college, but those same societal pressures have not changed coming to college. Our expectations and our systems for welcoming students to our campuses have remained largely the same, including our expectations for residential life. And maybe that's where the clash comes in. Our systems have evolved logically as our facilities have evolved, but without recognition of the changing demographics. Maybe the problem is that this new, more fragile population of students presents issues that institutions need to deal with in all its support systems and approaches, but the focus suddenly ends up being on housing and residential life. Students and parents who approach the whole process of living away and being on their own with a great deal of trepidation look for a way to limit the anxiety and latch onto the idea that the issue of housing may be one part of the stress that they can control. They focus on specially selected housing options as a way of lessening the problems when, in fact, the problem has little to do with where they're housed. It has to do with where they are, but they can't change being away from home or the increased pressure for independent academic achievement or the harder coursework. Maybe the reason we're seeing such an increase in requests for accommodated housing, especially singles, is because residents' life and disability services are bearing the brunt of an institution-wide issue. I'm not sure what to do with that hypothesis, but I think it may be bear exploring. And I wonder if it would be helpful for Res Life and Disability Services to do some serious talking, first between themselves and then later with institutional authorities, about what the purpose of residence life really is. Is it meant to be a place for students to mingle with their peers and explore new ideas, new people, new cultures, while they are enrolled in college? Or is it meant to provide a place to live while you're going to classes and working on that degree? If it's the first, then maybe we shouldn't be so quick to consider single rooms for some students who are legitimately anxious because they aren't really anxious about housing. They're anxious about their new lives. If the purpose of Res Life is the second, supporting the academic role that the student is there to fulfill, then I think more single rooms may be needed for the increased number of students who are truly anxious about succeeding academically and who believe that that may be more likely with some alone time. I'm not done yet. What you read above is what I proposed to my class last week when we were speaking about housing issues. But it struck me, even as I was writing it, that there is another issue in accommodating students with disabilities that has experienced the same huge increase in requests, and perhaps it's for the same reason. Let's talk about requests for leniency in attendance or extended deadlines because of the mental health problems, specifically anxiety. I don't want to get into a discussion at this point in time, we'll save it for another time, about the pros and cons of the accommodation or the procedures arranged for granting and monitoring the accommodation. I just want to make note of the fact that all indications are that DSS folks are seeing a lot more of these requests these days from students who ask for accommodations because they're having a difficult time dealing with the stress of college life and academic expectations. And they want leniency in attendance or extended due dates and deadlines as a way of coping with that stress. Is this another instance of the population of students changing while the rigors of academia have not, leading to a desperate attempt for more fragile students to deal with a legitimately difficult situation? If so, what does the institution choose to do about it? I don't see this as an issue the disability service providers can or should try to resolve on their own. This seems to go to the very core of determining academic rigor. Will higher education change its expectations for all students in response to the changing demographics of student populations? Or will higher education say, this is what it means to be a college student. Pressure to perform is part of what we're all about and always has been. Learn to cope with it or admit that this isn't the right place for you just now. At the moment, I think DSS providers are being put in the awkward position of making that decision. Do we let the kid off the hook about meeting the same expectations for performance? Or do we tell them to buckle down and get it done? And I don't think it's fair for us to be left with that responsibility. I told you, more questions than answers. But at least the questions are out there now. Janie. Life is messy. Deal with it. Anonymous. Eat dessert first. Janie.